This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal addresses 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, calls for shared stewardship of Indian Ocean and Himalayas. Health Ministry issues hospital service reform procedure to make hospital services people-friendly, accessible and effective. Government launches zero pending files campaign to speed up decision-making and reduce delays in public offices. And U.S.-Iran peace talks begin in Islamabad through Pakistani mediators. Now the news in detail. Nepal has called for collective and inclusive stewardship of the Indian Ocean, linking with the Himalayas as part of a shared global ecological system. Addressing the 9th Indian Ocean Conference 2026 in Mauritius on the theme Collective Stewardship for Indian Ocean Governance, Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal said Nepal, though landlocked, remains organically connected to the Indian Ocean through climate, culture and history. He said global instability, including conflicts in West Asia, has direct impacts on Nepal through migrant workers, fuel prices and supply chains, stressing that ocean stability is tied to global peace and economic security. Minister Khanal also said that Nepal's Sagarmatha Sambad initiative reflects its commitment to advancing mountain-ocean dialogue at the global level. Reaffirming Nepal's commitment to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, the Foreign Affairs Minister said landlocked countries have rightful access to maritime opportunities under international law. He also called for a rules-based, inclusive and peaceful maritime order grounded in mutual respect and multilateral cooperation. On the sidelines of the conference, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal held separate meetings with the Foreign Affairs Minister of India, Bhutan, Bangladesh on Friday. During a meeting with India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, the two sides reviewed Nepal-India relations and discussed areas of mutual interest, according to Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Both leaders expressed commitment to further strengthening bilateral cooperation. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal also met Bhutan's Foreign Minister D.N. Dhungael. The meeting also discussed ways to expand Nepal-Bhutan ties and enhance cooperation in key sectors. Similarly, Minister Khanal also held talks with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued the Hospital Service Reform Procedure 2082. The procedure has been issued in accordance with the Public Health Service Act to make hospital services people-friendly, accessible and effective, said the Ministry's Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Adhikari. According to the procedure, hospitals should provide quality services to every citizen conveniently. Meanwhile, the Nepal Medical Association has said that its attention has been drawn to the directive of the Ministry of Health and Population to operate outpatient department OPD services on Sunday, the second day of the two-day weekend implemented by the government effective from the April 6th. The NMA has demanded that the government review its decision, stating that OPD services cannot be operated on Sundays due to a shortage of sufficient workforce and increased workload on the available staff. Meanwhile, various hospitals and institutions have issued different notices regarding service operations. Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center, and Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, among others, have decided to completely shut down outpatient OPD services on Sundays, except for emergency services. On the other hand, Rapti Academy of Health Sciences, Bir Hospital, National Trauma Center, and Bharatpur Hospital have announced that they will continue providing services on Sundays. The government has announced a week-long zero pending files campaign from the 13th to the 20th of April aimed at clearing backlogs in public offices. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all government agencies to speed up decision-making and reduce delays at different levels. The campaign is intended to ensure timely decisions, assign clear responsibility, and improve service delivery by discouraging unnecessary file delays. Officers have been instructed to monitor files daily, including their status, responsible officials, and duration of pending. Files delayed beyond 3, 7, or 15 days will be subject to mandatory review. The Department of Immigration has clarified that the individuals going for foreign employment are no longer required to present any additional documents, including payment receipt, other than the labor permit letter. The department issued the statement in response to a notice released by the Department of Foreign Affairs. Employment on the 6th of April, which had caused confusion among prospective foreign workers. The Department of Immigration has also urged that after completing the necessary procedures, any Nepali citizens can travel abroad without confusion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हेस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has directed the concerned authorities to arrange dedicated breastfeeding and childcare rooms at all airports of the country, including the Tribhuvan International Airport. The Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has directed for the operation and upgradation of the breastfeeding and childcare rooms at airports, including ensuring cleanliness, safety and privacy. The Ministry has also instructed for the operation of primary care rooms for patients and passengers with special needs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Trilateral ceasefire talks between the United States, Iran and Pakistan have started in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, Al Jazeera reports. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance leads the U.S. delegation. He met Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif ahead of the ceasefire negotiations. Iranian officials, including Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf and Foreign Affairs Minister Abbas Araghchi, also met Sharif. Pakistan, meanwhile, says it is also trying to facilitate direct talks between the U.S. and Iran to end the six-week war. Prior to today's scheduled negotiations, Iran and the U.S. agreed to a conditional two-week ceasefire, during which shipping traffic will be allowed through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran also sent the U.S. a 10-point plan, which U.S. President Donald Trump described as a workable basis on which to negotiate. Neither the Iranian proposal nor Washington's 15-point plan have been formally unveiled, even though reported versions of both have been leaked. NASA astronauts have returned safely to Earth after completing the first crewed mission to orbit the moon in more than 50 years. According to the BBC, the Artemis second spacecraft, the Orion spacecraft, splashed down in the Pacific Ocean of California at 5:07 p.m. local time on Friday after a high-speed re-entry. The mission was carried out by the NASA crew Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Coates, and Jeremy Hansen. Recovery teams quickly reached the capsule and secured the astronauts after splashdown. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions, partly cloudy in the hilly regions, and mainly fair in the Terai region. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kusi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions, as well as in the hilly regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khunal addresses 9th Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, calls for shared stewardship of Indian Ocean and Himalayas. Health Ministry issues hospital service reform procedure to make hospital services people-friendly, accessible and effective. Government launches zero pending files campaign to speed up decision-making and reduce delays in public offices. And U.S.-Iran peace talks begin in Islamabad through Pakistani mediators. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.